when there's nothing else, just come back to the stomach. Okay. Your mind will let go. Your mind won't cling to it. Because, like with worry, for example, you worry about your worries. So it gets more. And then you worry about that and it gets more. More and more and more. When you say worry, worry, cut that. It doesn't get more and more and more and more. It stops right there. And then it's fine. And you can come back to that. It saves you a lot of problems. Anger as well. You get angry and then you get angry about the fact that you're angry and more and more and more angry. So it stops. Okay? So first do walking, then sitting. Then try to do the same amount of walking as you do sitting. So if you walk 10 minutes, sit 10 minutes. 20 minutes, 20 minutes. That is, in English we say, putting the cart before the horse. You understand the same? You can't have banya first. Don't pretend you have banya to see anicca and rupa. Don't tell yourself that. Just observe. And it will tell you anicca and rupa and that. It will tell you itself. This is why we use sati. We don't use vipassana. We use sati. Vipassana comes from sati. It will come by itself. You have to trust. Forget everything you've learned. Just observe. And it will be your teacher. So when you're thinking, just say thinking. You don't care what it is, what it isn't. You just want to see it for what it is. Don't. Buddha said, nanimita gahi, nanubayanjana gahi. Don't look at the details of it. Just know it as thinking. And you'll see thinking comes, thinking goes. Thinking changes, thinking is uncertain. You'll see all that. You don't have to say it. Don't say it. It will block you. But it sounds like you're doing fine. You'll see these things. Remember when it gets difficult, when it gets uncomfortable, that is starting to see before the three lakana. You'll see anicca, dukkha, anatta. And this will train you, it will challenge you. Thank you. Let's see. I'm looking. Sambunanantadasanam. Happy to see you.
We used to practice walking meditation without any terms, just observe the, any type of feelings, like lifting also, there are so many feelings, whatever feelings we just keep our attention on, even not recognize what it is, just not keep attention. So we don't use the term like lift.
Why are you telling me this?
No, that's how I used to practice.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you have a question for me?
Yeah, like is it essential to use terms? So because when I practice that, I can keep my attention.
Sure, and there's still an I who can keep my attention. You can't easily cut through ditti, mana, tanha. You're asking me. I'm giving you an answer from my tradition. Other people will disagree.
Yeah.
But it's, is it necessary? I think, personally, it's not necessary to do silver. but I can guarantee you it's better. This is better to use the word. Stronger, more clear, more certain. There's less likelihood of clinging to atta, clinging to ditti, mana, tanha. These three things. Because you can't tell me what is the difference between what you're doing and what an ordinary person does.
Here what I notice when I see...
But do you understand what I'm saying? The difference between what you're doing and what an ordinary person is doing is not clear.
Yeah.
So how do you differentiate between what you're doing and what an ordinary person does when they walk? How do you call what you're doing meditation?
Well, ordinary person anyway, he doesn't have any kind of, you know, attention what is happening. Now,
he has some attention.
Attention, for example, when you walk into the temple.
I have some attention.
Yeah, you know I want to go there, that's all. But other things automatically happening.
You're saying you have stronger attention?
Stronger. In other words, I'm not thinking anything else, but focus is here. If not, I walk, but
focus
I'm thinking
is
something
here,
else.
But by here, the point is it's not categorically different from the ordinary person. They still have attention. What we do is categorically different. We are actually reminding ourselves, which is the meaning of the word sati. Sati doesn't mean attention. This is a wrong translation and a wrong understanding. You can look up the word in the Abhidhamma, in the suttas, what the Buddha said. The Buddha said sati means to remember things that happened long ago. How do you consolidate that with, or reconcile that with what we do? Difficult, unless you understand sati as being to remember. What does it mean to remember?
Now we are not remembering anything here. No? Yes.
I know. So how do you say you have sati? Sati means to remember.
Yeah. So
that's what the word sati means. It doesn't mean to have attention. Yes. Look up the word. Sati comes from the root sar, which means to remember. Yeah. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Saranang wa sati. That's what the grammar says. The definition of sati. Sarana. Wow, no one knows. This is the people they don't realize. Sati is actually not what we think.
Yeah.
They translate it as mindfulness, that's not even what it means.
But there's some other teaching as well, like what is past, it's already happened.
Yes.
So no point of...
Well, that's the thing. How do you reconcile? If the Buddha says sati means to remember things that happened long ago. How do you reconcile that with the Buddha saying, don't go back to the past?
It's
because of the meaning of the word sati. Sati means to remember. The same ability that allows you to remember things that happened long ago allows you to remember what is this.
Maybe it's a totally different thing.
It is a totally different thing. No one knows what sati means. They translate it wrong, even Sinhala, Thai, everybody. They say sati means to know yourself. Look
know yourself, but
that's
it is not
what
remember.
Not what sati means. It doesn't mean to know yourself. That's sampajanya. Totally
that
different.
That is the, yeah.
But they go together. They go together, but that's not what sati means. Yeah. Look it up. You can look in the dictionary. I'm not making this up. Surprise, no? Most people are surprised to hear this. Read, the Buddha himself said, it means to remember things, the ability to remember things that happened long ago. That's sati. Crazy, no? It is not what you think of as sati.
This is the very first time I'm hearing.
Look it up. I wish I knew the actual...
Because what I heard read in some of the suttas, don't worry about the past.
Absolutely.
So it's already...
That's
happened.
Not what exactly what it said. I mean, you have to not worry about the past. But
you have nothing to do
This is in the Videkarata Sutta. That's specific advice, which is the perfect advice. But... What the Buddha is saying here, that ability to remember things that happened long ago is an ability of the mind that we call sati. Pubeni vasanu sati.
Yeah.
Right?
But it is. Yeah.
He uses the word sati. Buddha nu sati. That's the thing. In the Satipatthana Sutta. No, it's sati. But it's sati about.
Yeah.
It's recollecting or remembering or. We don't even have a word for it, you know? But it has to do with remembering. The Abhidhamma tells you, what is the proximate cause of mindfulness, of sati? The proximate cause, I don't know if you follow the Abhidhamma or not, but in the Abhidhamma, the proximate cause of sati is something called Tira Sanya.
Which Sanya? Sorry.
Tira. In Sinhala, I think you'd say Stira.
Stira.
Yes, same meaning. Yes, that is the proximate cause of sati. You know what Sanya means? Sanya means memory. Tira Sanya is the proximate cause of sati. So what we are doing here, this remembering, is Tira Sanya. We are affirming the recognition of the object. You recognize this as a cup. When you say to yourself, cup, that's mindfulness of the cup. When you see the Buddha and you say to yourself, Buddha, that's mindfulness of the Buddha. Mindfulness of the Buddha is just thinking about it.
Then you are not seeing the anicca nature.
No, no, but that's Buddha Nusati.
Of sati
Buddha Nusati, Buddha, yes, but it's the same word sati. Buddha Nusati doesn't mean to think about the Buddha. It means to remind yourself, Buddho, Buddho, it's an actual sati, it's an actual recollection of something specific. In this case, the virtues of the Buddha. So you're Buddha, Buddho,
so
Buddho,
that
Vata,
case,
so,
of course, you have to remember something.
So it's the same with Satipatthana, except Satipatthana is remembering the present moment.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, same practice though. When you say to yourself, stepping, right, you're remembering the present moment.
How do you use it?
You're creating Tira Sanya.
Tira Sanya.
Tira. Tira Sanya, one word.
I think purpose is to create that Stira.
Well, then you're going against the Abhidhamma.
Stira is kind of
then you're
nature.
Going against the Abhidhamma. Because the Abhidhamma says the proximate cause of sati is Tira Sanya. Here's a challenge for you. You look it up and you can prove me wrong. I don't mind.
Isn't it the
Stira? May I also just listen?
Sure, yeah, sure.
Because it's relevant to all of us. Thank you.
You should be meditating.
Sorry, I think you don't mind my question.
No, that's good enough. This was great.
Stira Sanya, when you say Stira is referring to your, again Nichya. It is not anicca.
No, Tira means you're reaffirming it. It's firm. So in English we would say you reaffirm it. All that means is the next moment you remind yourself. The Sanya arises, this is seeing. You remind yourself the next moment that was seeing. Instead of that was good, that was better. You reaffirm it. In English it makes perfect sense. Reaffirming.
Can I ask something now?
Yeah.
When you reaffirm or something, moves from past to this moment.
Yeah, but that's Abhidhamma. It's not possible to be mindful of the present moment. That's impossible.
That is what we are doing if we are not mindful.
No, you cannot possibly be aware of something in the present moment. Abhidhamma forbids that.
Yeah, present
it's
also.
It's the next moment.
Ultimately, present also, also not exist.
Same.
Yeah.
But you understand the moment that you experience, there's no.
Yeah. When we are experiencing, it is already.
That's right. So the next moment, So the next moment is you have a choice. You can say this is good, this is bad, this is me, this is mine, or you can say this is this.
That's right. So my question is when we are putting a label, something, lifting or something.
Right.
It is from our past memory, what we have experienced. Because we have learned it from somewhere.
Okay.
This kind of series of feeling, it is called lifting. Right?
Yeah.
Then again, you are using something you have experienced in the past. It is not the present moment.
That's a weak argument.
No, that is, really, that is what we, you know, you can't
It's not true, because in this moment, the Sanya is already telling you what it is. Sanya is already performing that action. Sanya is already telling you this is seeing.
That is present, whatever experience.
Yeah, and then Sanya tells you this is seeing. It's not just two moments actually. There's the experience and then there's the Sanya, which I can't remember.
I mean, not what you experience, maybe the feeling when you.
Take seeing. Seeing, there's the moment of seeing.
Yeah.
There's 17 moments, right, in an ordinary
chitta-vritti.
Okay, there's one moment that tells you what it is. This is seeing. Then there's the next moment that judges that.
Yeah.
Right. I can't remember. I'm not an Abhidhamma scholar. But there's the moment of experiencing, the moment of determining or not determining, but receiving or something. No, where you say, yes, I'm seeing.
For example, if you take chakku vijnana chitta vritti, whatever you see.
Yeah.
There's a chakku vijnana chitta.
Yeah. Right? Then the next moment, there is the saying, this is seeing or this is whatever. Yeah. And then there's yet another moment that is saying, this is good, this is bad, this is me, this is mine.
Yes.
So this is the one we're trying to change. We're trying to change that to this is this. That's all we're doing.
That one I agree with.
Yeah.
But what I'm telling is,
you're
if
saying,
you put
using
a
the
label,
word,
you have gone already past that moment.
No, because the label arises in the sanya. Sanya is already giving you the label.
Yes, if
you're
we are
just reaffirming it.
Sanya in the sense, sanya also have two different kinds. Like when we see something, it is rupa sanya first. Then we put a
I don't know how to argue with you, but I know that's not the case because I practice. And it's certainly not. It's not bringing something from the past. It's quite clearly bringing you to that object. I mean, what does Buddha Anusati do? It doesn't make you think about something else. It makes you think about the Buddha.
Yes, but
the mantra, the use
Buddha
of a word.
Anusati, I agree with you.
Yeah, but it's not about agreeing. It actually does put you on the object. When you say to yourself, stepping right, you're aware of the stepping right. You're not aware of anything else. And there's no judgment on it, there's nothing. That's the
that
point.
Maybe initially it's okay, but later on you have to, you know, remove your right or left.
For what purpose?
Terms.
For what purpose?
Purpose is because whenever you say this is right, you are not in the person, you are putting a label to, you know, it's a series of sensations, you are putting this label.
Yeah.
Like,
but you see, that label, the point is that that label is neutral, because you would put a label anyway. You would put a label as, this is good, this is bad, this is me, this is mine. Instead, we're putting a label that is neutral. That's what sati is.
That is somewhere I do not agree, because you can't put a label without, you know...
Judgment? If your label is seeing, if your label is seeing, that's a judgment. It's not true. I mean, this is... Practically speaking, you're wrong, and I can. If you practice it, you'll see that it's wrong. I mean, you're going by your own practice. You're not going by. I've practiced this. You see. You're talking about my practice, and I know you're wrong. So I suggest try it and see what happens. It's actually not the case that it's a judgment. Your mind becomes quite clear about the other.
Yes, I have seen any. This is common to not only walking, even the.
Make a movement.
Pirikar.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, I think we have to cut that off because it's, you disagree, that's fine, but I'm not going to convince you, I don't think.
Swami has, you know, yesterday I was there for half a day and then I took this book, I was going through. Now, you know, my initiation into that has been through Goenka Ji. And then I do that, trying to watch that, the breath. Now for me, I haven't been successful at all in finding the place where the breath touches. So, you know, I do a little bit of this and I do a little bit of that and I feel that I'm nowhere. But then now, when you said about this rising and falling of the abdomen, now that is somewhere here in the middle of my body, yes. I mean, that's obvious, that's a gross sensation.
That's the point.
Okay, so I could get into that, but it wouldn't make a difference if not finding this subtle sensation,
No, we're not concerned about subtle sensations. We're concerned about anicchang, dukkhang, anatta. That's all we're worried about. Subtle is just Goenka's idea of things. He has his own... it's his view. I'm not going to look down upon it, but I'm saying that's... In our tradition, anyway, we don't recognize that. Subtle, coarse, you know, the Buddha... And I've said this to many Goenka practitioners. Hinang wa panitang wa. Hinang means gross. Panitang means subtle. There's nowhere that it says only focus on the subtle ones. It says whatever is gross or subtle, that is all netang mama ne soha masami netang ne so me atasi. Ne so me
atasi.
Name so atasi. Name so. You say name so? Ne so me. That's funny.
Ne so ma.
Ne tang mama ne soha masami name so atasi. You're right. So, I mean, it's not me, it's not mine. Subtle or coarse. So we disagree on that, that you have to focus on subtle sensations. That's not, there's no reason for that. Coarse or subtle, it's all anicca, dukkha, anatta.
So then I do this, and then I did want to ask you, Swaminathan sir, now this, now when you do that and you feel your, you know, you're being focused, a little bit more focused and settled in your mind, then the feelings are so, yeah, it comes naturally. But this mind and the Dhamma is like, at what stage do you practice? You're watching
all the time. You know, you're watching your breath and you start thinking something. So then just focus on, say, thinking. Right away, all four of them you use. It's just that your base is the body, because that's the most coarse and that's where you're going to find. It's like in the Visuddhimagga it says, like a hunter goes in the forest. You don't have to go wandering through the forest looking for the deer. You stay by the water and the deer will come. Same, if you stay by the body, the mind will come. And you'll see all the defilements, all the problems, just by watching the body, even though it's stupid. The hunter isn't shooting water. He isn't hunting water. So why is he staying at the water? Why are we staying at the body? It's useless. The mind comes to the body. So it'll come by itself. You don't worry about it.
Okay. And then these dhammas, that is like dhammanupassanaya, reflecting on the dhamma.
No, so not like reflecting. Not reflecting. Pasana means seeing the dhammas as dhammas. You know, you have to be careful with, because you can get so intellectual about this. Even the word dhamma is so hard to translate here. What does it mean? Does dhamma mean the teachings of the Buddha? Does it mean realities? Why did the Buddha pick the groups that he picked to put in the Satipatthana Sutta? So I say it's the teachings, or it's the realities that the Buddha selected that are useful for your practice. So when you're practicing, it means to be mindful of other things. So starting with the Nivarana. Right? So if you like something, you'll say to yourself, liking, if you dislike. And the senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting.
Yeah, so those are the Dhammas.
Those are the two that you should mainly focus on.
Right.
Dhamma, they are another meaning as well. Whatever, it's something created by your own mind.
Dhamma Ramana. And that's how the English language translated. I disagree. I can't believe that, because look at the Dhamma. Dhamma Ramana doesn't include Rupa. Rupa is not a Dhamma Ramana, is it? Are the five khandhas all Dhamma Ramana?
Yes, ultimately. Because five khandhas.
But Rupa doesn't come at the Manodhyayadvara.
The thing is, if you have Vijnana, or Chitta doesn't know about something existing.
But that's not the meaning here. I can't believe that. I've talked to...
It is
talked to
explain this Dhammapada first verse. Mano Pubbangama Dhamma. Mano Setta Manomaya. Manomaya is the kind of creation of mind itself.
Yeah, but that doesn't... In fact, that verse is talking about Kusala Dhammas and Akusala Dhammas, but still, just because the mind creates them doesn't mean the mind takes... Doesn't mean... the word Dhamma Ramana is used in a specific context.
Dhamma Ramana is for the mana.
It's only one of the six.
Yeah, but it is also again creation of mind.
Dhamma. I know, but that's not the meaning of Dhamma Ramana is not, can't be used here, because that meaning is only one of the six. So that,
because
that
for
meaning,
example, when you mind faculty working, let's say we think about something else, right?
It's anyway, this is a technical argument, it's not really useful.
And, you know, I was thinking, Venerable Bhante, that, you know, recently I went, there was this gentleman who had come to Sri Lanka, and he was talking about, you know, thinking and contemplating about how we came into the mother's womb and how we that's how we came into the mother's womb, then the natural changes as we grow into 9 months and then we come out and all this, then holding at the jati jara dukkha marana thing. So that is also Dhamma contemplation, right? Which falls into the
Dhamma. Don't say contemplation, you're missing the point. It's not contemplation, it's seeing things as they are.
Yes.
Dhammesu dhammanupassi viharati. Don't think. It's not intellectual. It's not contemplation. If you think about it, you're putting the cart before the horse. You're cultivating wisdom before samadhi. You need samadhi. You need to focus on the object. The wisdom will come from samadhi, from your concentration.
So I don't need to then extract something.
Don't think about this and this. You just see things as they are. It's like a tiger. If you go in the forest and you want to, you see a tiger. Can you see the tiger without seeing the tiger stripes? You cannot. When you see the tiger, you will see the tiger stripes. You don't have to see the tiger and then say, where are these tiger stripes? When you see Dhamma, when you see Kaya Vedana Jitta Dhamma, you will see right away Anicchang Dukkhang Anatta. You see the truth that you need to see without having to look for it. So
people just go through this simple
observe.
Practice.
You know how scientists work. Scientists don't come up with conclusions. They might have hypotheses, but they don't do that. They go and observe. And if they're really scientific, they just go according to their observations. And if their hypothesis was wrong, they reject it. So just go with observation. The conclusion will come by itself from the observation. You have to trust that.
And can I ask you, in which parts of Canada do you, do you have retreats?
I do.
Because I go to
Ontario.
Oh, okay.
Where do you go?
No, my husband is from, he's dead now. He was from Victoria.
Okay. I'm invited to Surrey, British Columbia in August. They invited me this year, they're inviting me again next year.
What's the retreat center?
BBS, I think is what it's called.
BBS.
Buddhist Vihara Society, bbs.org or something like that.
And this is in Vancouver?
BVS.
Oh, BVS.
Buddhist Vihara Society in Surrey, BC. You just look up Sri Lankan Temple Vancouver or Sri Lankan Temple Surrey.
Okay.
You know Surrey, you know?
Yeah, I have heard of it. I haven't been there. Surrey, okay. Canada.
My first time in British Columbia this year. I went for 3 days.
Okay. So you have been taught by Venerable Amitagha Rishi, yeah? That system, is it?
No.
No.
I don't know what that is. Well, the practice I do, it was organized in Burma. So when they had the Sixth Council in Burma, there was one monk who was chosen as the Puchaka, which means to take the place of Mahakasapa. You know, the First Council, Mahakasapa was the questioner.
Okay.
So there was this monk who was chosen as that. And his name was Mahasi Sayadaw. Mm-hmm. So if you know Mahasi Sayadaw, he is our
guru. And you will be in August, yeah? In Vancouver.
Only for a few days though, 5 days. Yeah. You know, if you really want, come to Ontario. We have free room and board, everything.
Ontario?
Give you a room.
Where is that?
Near Niagara Falls. Everybody knows Niagara Falls. About a half an hour from there.
Because I have the visa to Canada, for 6 years. So.
Yeah, come to Ontario. I don't know, you have to fly from British Columbia. You can probably get
there. No, I could come direct to Ontario.
Or come directly to Ontario.
So, what's the place in Ontario?
I'll give you my email, is better.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you can contact me. Because, I'm one of the big guys at this, but there's only two of us. There's the head monk and there's me, so don't look up the place, just contact me.
Okay. Your retreat goes for 10 days or 2 weeks or how long?
If you could stay 2 weeks, that'd be good. You know, it's like a rubber band. We can accommodate. You know, if you have only 2 weeks, normally the course for a beginner would take 3 weeks or 18 days. But for someone who's already practiced meditation, can already sit quite well, and, 15 days would be good.
Okay.
Would you like to describe them something?
Time is it?
Up at the time. 3. We have 1 hour.